was great. Okay, boys and girls, I need your help. Are you feeling incredible today? You know, I'm feeling pretty incredible today. Can you guys stand up on your feet? Come on, everybody in the room. I don't want to say it over and over again. That's him right there. But everybody on your feet. Hey, boys. On your feet. Come on, everybody. Everybody. You have 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Say, our God is strong. He'll do anything big or small. Nothing is impossible for a super wonderful God.
All right, everybody. Who's excited for Incredible Kids? Let me hear you. Very cool. We want to welcome you if it's your first time here. We're so happy you're here. I met a couple of you. Thomas back there. What's up, dude? If it's your first time here, we want to help you spin our Wheel of Fortune, and you get a chance to win $100. How many of you would like $100? I'd be pretty. What would you buy with $100? I'd buy some toenail clippers and maybe a Pepsi. That would be pretty cool. That's what I would buy, like a bunch of them. I need them.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, my. That's
wow.
Hey, watch it.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. This is my first day in Incredible Kids training.
Hey, me too. What kind of superhero are you trained to be?
One that flies.
Yeah, but like a city superhero, or a friendly neighborhood superhero, or a superhero with a secret identity?
A superhero with a secret identity that flies.
Okay, whatever you say. But I don't think we're going to learn how to fly yet for a while, though.
How do you know? I thought this was your first day here.
I read it in here.
I haven't even looked at my neck. Let's see. This is just a bunch of instructions.
Yeah, but it's about real cool stuff. Instructions for super speed.
Yes.
And super strength.
Of course.
And how to turn invisible.
All right.
And how to fly.
Oh, let's just skip ahead to the flying part.
I don't know. That's all the way at the end of the book. And it says here in the beginning that we have to wait for the experienced superheroes to help us with each lesson before we move on.
Oh, man. Will it really hurt to try, though?
Yeah, we might get hurt if we try to learn how to fly without help. So the instruction says to wait, so I think we should wait.
Okay, let's see what other cool stuff is in here. Whoa, a key card. What rooms does it unlock?
It says here that the key card will open to any door in this building.
Whoa, that's awesome. Hey, did you see that climbing wall when you walked in? That looks so cool. We should go check it out.
But the book says...
I know. We have to wait for help. But we already been here forever, and we haven't even gotten into any superhero stuff yet.
Maybe it wouldn't hurt if you just take a look.
Hey, guys. Whoa, sorry about that. I didn't mean to scare you. I guess I learned all my lessons about sneaking up on people a little too well.
You didn't scare us. Superheroes don't get scared. We were just practicing our jumps.
You're one of the graduating students. You're a real superhero.
Yep. Well, almost. I have a couple more weeks left of Incredible Kids training, and then I'll be a real superhero for a whole city.
A whole city?
Do you know how to fly?
Well, a neighborhood at least. And of course I know how to fly. What kind of superhero would I be if I didn't know how to fly?
Hey.
Here, you guys should keep better track of these. You're gonna need them when you start Incredible Kids training next week.
Hey, about that.
We can just ask her.
Why not?
Ask me what?
We were wondering if you can. We can skip ahead and learn how to fly,
and how to turn invisible,
or how to read minds.
It's been a few years since I've been a new student, but those skills are pretty tough. I think you're supposed to wait and let the experienced superheroes help you with that. Aren't you?
That's what the first part says.
Why would they give us a whole training manual when we're only supposed to learn one part of it?
Right. Or now? A key that opens any door in this building. if we're not going to use some of the rooms?
I see where that can be confusing, but I'll let you guys in on a little secret. It's part of the training.
No way! Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the teachers want to make sure that you can follow instructions. That's why they gave you the whole manual instead of just the first part. They know that you can resist the temptation to look ahead.
Oh man, I feel bad. They trusted me, but I wasn't gonna listen to them.
Did you try and fly though?
No.
Or climb the rock wall?
Nope.
Then you haven't done anything wrong. When we are tempted to give in to sin, it's not okay, but when we feel it, that's fine. If you'd gone ahead and climbed the rock wall or tried to fly by yourself, then it would have been sin, but you didn't. You guys resisted the temptation.
We needed your help, though.
That's okay. Do you know who else you can ask when you need help?
God?
That's right. We can ask God, the Holy Spirit, to help us when we're feeling tempted. Whenever we feel tempted to do, say, or think something wrong, we can ask him, and he'll always be there to help us do the right thing.
Let's go explore all the rooms that we can check out.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, one more time, can you give it up for our superhero friends that are here with us? They're gonna be here with us every single week. Isn't that pretty cool? They're gonna teach us all these superpowers, and Incredible Kids is really, really important because we're gonna learn how to be incredible. Can you guys say incredible? We're gonna learn how to think the right thoughts. We're going to talk about video games. We're going to talk about music. We're going to talk about friends. We're going to talk about the way that we dress. And in every single way, we want to be incredibly like Jesus. Because, boys and girls, if we're like Jesus, we can love like Jesus loves. We're going to be incredible kids. We have some cool questions for you guys to talk about in your groups. So I am looking for the first square, not till afterwards. I am looking for the first square to get into their linked arms in a circle. All right. The square that got into their circle, square. First is this one over here. You guys get to go on stage for your group. Go ahead. Very, very good. All right. Let me get one. The second group to get into their circle is this group right here. And you may go to the basketball area. Go ahead, very quietly. It is a privilege to go to the special area, so do not break the rules. Very good. And this square right here was the third group, and you may go to the reading area. All right. And I encourage you, every single other group, you will have other chances to participate today. We have very special illustrations today to learn about temptation. All right, are you guys ready? If you can hear me, clap once. Groups over there in your special areas, it is a privilege. If you can hear me, clap once. If you can hear me, clap twice. If you can hear me, clap three times. Awesome, you guys are amazing. You guys have 10 minutes. Talk in your squares one by one, listen carefully, and pray together. 10 minutes. All right, everybody, let's turn forward. If you can hear me, clap once. If you can hear me, bark twice. If you can hear me, clap three times. Very good. All right, it's time for our sword drill. If you have your Bibles, get it out and get ready. There you go. Who's got their Bibles? Let me see if you have your Bible. I want to see who's bringing their Bible to church. Caleb's got it. Very good. You got it. Toby's maybe got it. You got it. Very good. Awesome job, everybody. Good job bringing your Bibles. I want you to turn to this special verse for today. The first person to turn there can read for us and help me with our main point motions. I want you to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter, just kidding. Turn to Exodus. No, for real this time though, James chapter 4, verse 7. James 4, 7. It's in the very back of your Bible. Hebrews, James. I don't know what comes after that. Sorry, guys. James 4, 7. Well, you got it? Let me see. You got to see it. All right, we have it. Toby's got it right up here. Jada almost had it. Okay. Toby, why don't you come up here, and we're going to read today. James 4, 7. Here we go, guys. James 4, 7. James 4, 7. Here we go. Toby, why don't you read this verse? This is the most important verse we're going to read today. So pay very close attention because we're going to help you understand how to defeat temptation. Everybody say temptation. We saw our superheroes come out, and they're in training, and they had a bunch of different things that they wanted to do, but they didn't want to read the whole instruction manual, and they tried to jump ahead, and they were tempted, but they did not give in to temptation. And we're going to teach you how to be superheroes and do that today. So Toby, James 4, 7, here we go. Wait till everyone's quiet. Thank you. James 4, 7.
Submit yourself then to God. Was this the devil, and he will flee from you.
One more time. He says to do two things. What does he say?
Submit yourself then to God. Was this the devil, and he will flee from you.
Very good. What does he say? He says, number one, he says to submit to God. Very good. Number two, he says to do something. He says to very good. Very good. Resist the devil. And what will he do? He will? What does flee mean? Like, he will run away. He will run away. He will go away from you. He will stop tempting you in that moment if you submit to God and resist the temptation. So our main point for today, Toby, that I need your help with. Didn't Toby do a great job in the announcements? Great job, Toby. You're amazing. We have a lot of talented people here. Okay. Our main point is this, boys and girls, and I need your help. Justin, I need your help. Our main point is I can resist temptation. So what can we do for those motions, Toby? What do you think we could do? Why don't you make up the motion for resist? Like that? Try that again. Do it. Okay, tug it. Resist. Very cool. All right. So he says two people do tug of war. So when we get to that one, we'll pick a partner. Not yet. All right. So the first motion, what can we do for I? What motion can we do for I? What do you think that would be good for that? I. Yes, yes, yes. So you have an I. Good. Maybe you could do, I saw somebody, you were doing this earlier, like this, okay? So when I say I, you say I, and you give me this. Ready? I. I don't see everybody doing this, not yet. Ready? I. There you go, Keem. Good job. Okay, what can we do for can? What can we do for can? Like a can, like, what else? What else could we do? That's a good idea. Yes, very good. Okay, all right, so some people call your head a can, okay? So how about you knock on your can three times? Ready? One, two, three, like that. Ready? Can. Try it again. Can. One, two, three. Hello? Hello? It echoed. That's a bad thing. Okay, here we go. So let's try I again. I. Can. Okay? And then your motion was picking a partner and playing tug of war. All right? Let's try that. Not too crazy, but you can get kind of crazy. All right? Pick a partner. You can stand up if you want. Pick a partner. You have 10 seconds to pick a partner. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, if you can hear me, clap once. All right, if you can hear me, repeat after me and play tug of war with your partner. Resist. Cool. And stop. I said stop. Very good. We're going to do that again, so get ready. And the last one for temptation. What can we do for temptation, guys? What do you think? When you are tempted, what should you do? You should submit and, thank you, resist. Okay, I like that one over there. Okay, so how about this? Just like that. Stop. You should, don't do that. Don't do that anymore. Like just like that. Good. All right, can we do it all together? Can you guys do that? We having fun? Let's do it all together. Here we go. I can resist temptation. One more time. You guys are getting crazy. One more time. I can resist temptation. Very good. Can you clap your hands? We're going to resist temptation today. You guys can have a seat. Great job, everybody. Great job. Very good, Toby. All right. I want you guys to watch this Bible story today about a very special person. This very special person, his name was Jesus. I don't know about you, but if I'm going to resist temptation, I want to look at the best person who ever resisted temptation, and that is Jesus. We're going to see how Jesus did it. Let's watch this video.
Come and see the temptation of Jesus. This is Jesus.
Hey-o!
Who is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Jesus was born in Bethlehem and grew up in Nazareth, where he grew in wisdom and favor with God and man.
Oh, I see.
Jesus was baptized by John, and God showed John that Jesus was his chosen one. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness among the wild animals.
Oh, hey there, friend.
For 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus didn't eat anything. So he was hungry. Satan came to him and said,
"Hey,
if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus knew God's word, and so he answered, "No. The word of God says people don't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." And so Jesus passed the first test. Then Satan took him to Jerusalem and said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off.
Aww.
For the word of God says he will order his angels to protect you, and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone."
Wait.
But Jesus said, "The word of God also says, you must not test the Lord your God."
Now.
And so Jesus passed the second test. So Satan took him to the peak of a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory. Satan said, "I will give it all to you if you kneel down and worship me." But Jesus said, "Get out of here, Satan, for the word of God says you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then Satan went away, and angels came and took care of Jesus. And so Jesus passed the third and last test.
Good job, Jesus. He showed us how to do it. Very good. I have some helpers here today. Can you come up and help me with this today? All right, so the first thing that the Bible says in James chapter 4 says, it says to do what? It says to submit. Very good. Submit to God, okay? So we have up here some very cool mitts. They call these gloves or mitts. So these guys are going to play catch back here. All right, so you guys don't throw it too fast, but you know, go for it. These guys play baseball. The Bible says to submit to God, and when I think about submit, I think about a glove. How many of you play baseball before or softball? I think of how a glove wraps around the ball. And when you throw the ball, it can be kind of scary, but then when you get closed around the glove, it doesn't hit you, it doesn't go past you, but it closes right around that glove. And that's what God does for us. When we submit to God, what it means is we're reading the Bible. We're listening to the Bible over and over and over again. And what God does is he closes us around him. He protects us from sin. He keeps us from having those thoughts. He helps us, even when we do have those thoughts, to say no to sin. So when we submit to God, we are saying, God, I trust you. I'm going to pray. I'm going to read the Bible because I know that when I do that, you're going to protect me. You're going to wrap me in your glove, in your hands, and I'm going to watch over you. Submit to God. Very good. Can you guys clap your hands for Remington and Zachy? Good job, guys. You guys play baseball, don't you? Very cool. Great job. You guys can hold on to those if you want. You have a game after this? Very cool. I'll take them then. Very cool. Good job. Okay, I need one more helper today. One more helper today. So the first thing is submit to God. The second thing it says to do what? Who can tell me what that is? Resist. Violet, why don't you help me since you got it right? All right. Resist temptation. And then what will happen if we submit to God and resist? What will happen? Satan will flee. What does flee mean? He will run. If you think about stealing something, and you remember the Bible says, thou shalt not steal, because you're reading the Bible. You are submitting to God. And then when you say no, you are resisting temptation. You decide, I am not going to steal. I'm going to follow. And you walk away from that candy. Boys and girls, I want you to watch this. Violet, I just want you to hold the ladder while I climb it. Can you do that? Can you hold the ladder while I climb it? Okay. Can she? Do you think she can hold it? She's strong enough? Are you strong enough? All right. We're going to get one more boy. I know her daddy is very good at this stuff, but I'm going to get one more boy. Let's go with Caleb, way back there. Caleb, come on up. Caleb, I'm going to need some help with this. So we're going to resist temptation, but, you know, it's easy to say that, boys and girls. It's easy to say, I'm going to submit to God, and I'm going to say no. But how many of you know it's not that easy, right? All right, Caleb, can you help me set this up? Oh, this is a tall ladder. How tall is this thing? Whoa. Ooh. All right, stretch it out that way. That is super tall. Whoa. You could probably put lights up with this thing. Okay. All right, can you hold that side, Violet? I'm going to climb up on it. Actually, can I have... I need someone else to climb up on it. Not a kid. Mr. Blake, are you afraid of heights? All right, come on up. Mr. Blake is going to climb this ladder all the way to the top. Don't fall off, please, because I can't pay for surgery. All right, go ahead. You can climb up there. Make sure you don't drop him, okay? You're holding it. Okay, the Bible says to resist the devil, and this reminds me of how when we resist, what we're doing is we're standing up. We're saying, I am not going to do that. The Bible says to stand firm. Whoa. That is so cool. I want to read to you a verse in the Bible. And it tells us to stand. It tells us to stand firm. Ephesians 6:10 through 14. You guys have heard this before. It says, finally, be strong. We talked about that today. Be strong. Show me strong. You okay? You being strong up there? Be strong in the Lord. And in his mighty power, put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand. Everyone say stand. Against the devil's plans or schemes. For our struggle, boys and girls, is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, powers of this dark world, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. That sounds like a superhero kind of strength. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand. Everyone say stand. Your ground. After you have done everything to stand, it says again four times, stand firm then. Stand. Everyone say stand. Very good. All right, we're going to leave this up here. Mr. Blake, you can come down. I don't want you to fall off. Can you clap your hands for our helpers up here? Caleb, Violet, and Blake. Thank you so much. You guys can have a seat. You can leave that up there. Just leave it up there. We'll use it. Yeah. Just leave it right over there. Cool. All right, I want to tell you one more story. And this story is actually about a llama. You guys know what a llama is? It's a really cool llama. Let me read it for you. Are you ready? It says, like many sheep farmers in the West, Lexi Fowler has tried, this girl tries just about everything to stop the crafty coyotes or wolves from killing her sheep. She has used sprays, electric fences, and even fake wolves to scare them away. She has slept with the lambs during the summer and even placed radios near them so she could hear them. She has watched over them all night and heard of them at the day. But in southern Montana, she has lost scores, means over 20 sheep, 50 last year alone. Then she discovered the llama. You guys make your llama noise? Thank you. Here's the thing about llamas, girls and boys. Here's the thing about llamas. Llamas are so cool. Llamas may be funny looking. How many of you are funny looking? Oh, yeah, I'm funny looking. But these llamas, there's something special about them. They are aggressive. They're afraid of nothing. They stand their ground. Llamas don't appear to be afraid of anything, she said. When they see something, they put their head up and walk straight towards it. That is aggressive behavior for a wolf, and they won't have anything to do with that. Shh, listen to this. Wolves look for opportunities when there's weakness. Llamas take that opportunity away because they stand their ground. Llamas know the truth of what James writes, resist the devil, submit to God, and he will flee from you. The moment that we sense devil attacking us, tempting us, giving us thoughts that are wrong, steal this, take that, hurt this person, we should stand firm and submit to God and get away. Boys and girls, I want you to know that God wants us to submit to him. He wants us to resist temptation so we can be like Jesus, so we can love like Jesus. How many of you know that when you're doing bad things, people don't see Jesus in you? How many of you know that? When you're saying bad words at school, when you're stealing things, when you're getting into trouble, people don't see Jesus in you. They see temptation. They see sin. And we want people to see Jesus. I want you to close your eyes with me as we pray, and then we're going to sing a song together. Jesus, today, we're so thankful, God, that you helped us. God, just like that glove, just like that mitt, God, you wrap your arms around us and you protect us, God. Thank you so much. Can you just say thank you to God for doing that? He doesn't leave you alone. He doesn't leave you to do it on your own. He doesn't ever allow you to be tempted beyond what you can say no to. God wants to help you. God, thank you so much for that. Thank you, God, that we can resist. We can say no. The devil is not too strong, God. Temptation is not too strong. We can say no, God. And thank you, God, that we have power. We have authority over the rules of darkness, over evil things, even over temptation, God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I want you guys to stand with me today. We're going to sing a song. And while we're singing this song, I just want you guys to spend time worshiping, praising, praying, and even talking. Guys, we have plenty of time, plenty of time. This is a serious song. This is not a fun song. This is a serious song. And this song is not for you to think about, wow, that song is so cool. This is a song for you to think about. A song for you to think about, is there anything that I've done that I need to say no to? Boys and girls, maybe it's something, a friend that's been telling you to do some wrong things. Maybe it's something that you've been doing at home that no one knows about. Maybe it's something you've been reading or watching on the computer. Maybe it's something that you said to somebody at school. Maybe it's something you've done here, but we've all sinned. We've all done something wrong, and God wants to help us. God, today, We just thank you so much for your presence, Lord. Thank you, God, that you, when we pray, you hear us, God. Thank you, Lord, that when we read the Bible, that you speak to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can say no to temptation, Lord. Help us to stand up. Help us, God, to say no. Help us, Lord. We need your help, Lord. I pray that you'd fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to be stronger than we ever were before. Help us to be stronger than Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, God. Today we be stronger, God, in the name of Jesus. Stronger today, Father. God, we lift our hands and we say we want to be stronger. Would you help us to be stronger so we can love people better, God? Help us today, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you so much, God. God, when we go home today, would you help us, God, to resist temptation? We want to submit to you. Help us to obey, Lord. God, we love you so much. We love you so much. If you believe that, in Jesus' name, say amen. Everybody said amen, amen. Give somebody a high five. Give them a hug. Very cool. Cool. Awesome. You guys are so good at being serious, letting God do what he wants to do. Awesome. Thank you, Ms. Kirsten. Thank you, adults, for praying. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You guys can have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat.